Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington. The United States confirmed that Iran released 10 U.S. Navy sailors Wednesday, a day after they were detained when they drifted into Iranian territorial waters. A Pentagon statement said there was no indication the 9 men and 1 woman were harmed while in Iranian custody. The sailors were on 2 boats in the Persian Gulf between Kuwait and Bahrain when U.S. controllers lost contact with them Tuesday. U.S. officials said they were picked up near Farsi Island, and the Pentagon said Wednesday that they left the island in the same 2 boats before being taken ashore by Navy aircraft. Meanwhile, the Navy is investigating the incident. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said earlier the group had been released after the U.S. apologized for the intrusion into its territory and gave reassurances it would not happen again. In his 7th and final State of the Union address, President Barack Obama touted his accomplishments and focused on his vision for the future in an optimistic speech that attempted to define his legacy as he enters his final year in office. Addressing a packed House of Representatives chamber Tuesday in the U.S. Capitol, President Obama appeared relaxed and his tone was largely positive as he focused on the need to heal the country's deep political divides.
Our unique strengths as a nation, our optimism and work ethic, our spirit of discovery, our diversity, our commitment to rule of law. These things give us everything we need to ensure prosperity and security for generations to come.
In the opposition Republican response, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley criticized Mr. Obama's domestic policies for leaving a rising national debt, health care that is less affordable, and cities in chaos. This is VOA News. Officials in eastern Afghanistan said a gun and bomb attack Wednesday in Jalalabad killed 7 security personnel and wounded 10 people, including 3 civilians. Afghan police and witnesses said the attack began with several massive explosions near the Pakistani consulate, which is located near India's consulate, a hospital, and several schools. Meanwhile, a Pakistani diplomatic source told VOA the attackers did not enter the consulate and the staff was safe. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility. A top U.S. official said Wednesday that Washington would continue to press Islamabad to fight all militant networks while demanding justice for the victims of the 2008 Mumbai attacks, in which 166 people, including 6 Americans, were killed. The United States Undersecretary of State for Civilian Security, Democracy, and Human Rights, Sarah Sewall, made the remarks at the U.S.-India Global Issues Forum in New Delhi. Sewall stressed the need to secure justice for the victims of the Mumbai attacks when 10 Pakistani gunmen landed on the city's shores by boat, split into pairs, and attacked various high-profile sites using semi-automatic weapons. She also expressed concern over the recent attack of an airbase in the border town of Pantakot, in which 7 army personnel had been killed. Meanwhile, Pakistan said Wednesday it had arrested several individuals belonging to the Jaish-e-Mohammed militant group that India suspects masterminded the deadly assault earlier this month on an Indian airbase. The offices of the group are being traced and sealed, according to a statement issued by Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's office after he chaired a meeting of top civilian and military officials in Islamabad to review ongoing investigations. Belgian prosecutors say they have identified 3 homes that were used as safe houses by suspects believed to have carried out the November 13th terror attacks in Paris. Prosecutors said Wednesday that they have found houses in the city, in a village of Avila, and previously identified an apartment in a neighborhood of Brussels. A Turkish official said Wednesday that authorities had arrested 1 person in connection with a suicide bombing Tuesday in Istanbul that killed 10 people. The interior minister said the detention happened late on Tuesday, but did not give any further details on the suspect's identity or possible role in the attack. At least 1 suicide bomber has detonated at a mosque in northern Cameroon, killing at least 10 people and injuring a dozen more. Local officials reported the incident earlier Wednesday, saying the bomber was included in the death toll. The pre-dawn incident took place in Kolofata near the border with Nigeria. There's been no official claim of responsibility. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.